Tomorrow marks the 10th anniversary of the Battle of Fallujah, Iraq. It was the bloodiest for American troops there, with nearly 100 dead, including a Marine from Massachusetts. WBUR's Alex Ashlock will have a report on the battle this afternoon on Here and Now. He's here this morning to talk with us about it. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Deb.
So before we get to the Massachusetts connection, remind us about this battle in Fallujah. What happened?
It was November 2004. This was more than a year after the original U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. The city of Fallujah is about 40 miles west of Baghdad. It was a hotbed for insurgents at this time. The U.S. operation there was designed to clear those insurgents out of the city. The fighting was ferocious because they were bunkered down in thousands of houses. The houses were filled with improvised explosive devices, and the houses had to be cleared one by one. Patrick O'Donnell is a combat historian. He was embedded with the Marines, 3rd Battalion, 1st Regiment, during the battle.
The entire houses were IEDs that were rigged to blow up when people went in. Many of these guys had suicide vests. It was, I think, very similar to fighting in the Pacific War.
Alex, as we said earlier, 100 Americans died in this fight, and one from Massachusetts.
That's right, Deb. His name was Travis Desiato. He was 19 years old. He was a Marine Lance Corporal. He was from Bedford. He was killed on November 15, 2004 in Fallujah, and he had just gotten married about 5 months before he died. Here's then-Bedford High School principal Jonathan Sills speaking in a remembrance of Travis Desiato.
He worked in our nursery school program. One of the recollections some teachers have shared, he came back after he was in uniform, after boot camp, and sat with the nursery school kids and tried to explain what service meant to him.
Alex, you have had the opportunity to catch up with some of Travis Desiato's comrades in that battle. What did they say?
Well, they talked about what service meant to them. I was at Camp Pendleton in California last weekend. This was a reunion of Marines from 3rd Battalion, 1st Regiment, men who fought in that battle. This battalion lost 57 men, Deb, in the Battle of Fallujah. And at the memorial service last week during the reunion, heads were bowed and tears fell as their names were read. I was also struck by someone I met there who didn't even fight in this battle but came all the way from Boston to reunite with the men from his battalion. Chris Wright was a Marine Lance Corporal. He had returned to Camp Pendleton after his tour in Iraq when the 3rd Battalion went into the fight in Fallujah in the fall of 2004. He knew the Marines who did the fighting there and those who didn't come home, and he said that's why he traveled across the country for the reunion.
Most of the guys that were lost, I knew them personally. So it's the least I can do to come out here and remember them as they were, you know, and, you know, it's good to be back on base and with all the other guys.
And today, Alex, Chris Wright is a Boston firefighter, right, stationed at Ladder 15 Engine?
That's right. He's on Boylston Street. And the fact, Deb, that he made this trip all the way out to California says a little bit about the bond, I guess, that firefighters have, but also the bond that Marines have, the bond that develops over their training and during the battles that they fight. It's a bond that stretches back generations. There were Marines at this reunion, Deb, from the Korean War and also the Vietnam War who came to support their fellow Marines.
WBUR's Alex Ashlock. You can hear his report on the 10th anniversary of the Battle of Fallujah on Here and Now this afternoon here on 90.9 WBUR. Alex, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Deb.